Kansas. 29-23, Opie leads Levo at the half of our boys. Half of the action, but on the girls' side, 54-27, the final score in favor of the Levo Lady Wolves, who bounce back from an early deficit to pick up their sixth win on the year, now joined by Victoria's head coach Patrick Gardner. And, well, Coach, your team obviously faced a little bit of early adversity in that ball game, but really bounced back well.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, minus all the turnovers I think both teams had in the first half, I think we got settled down there and settled into ourselves a little bit, and then was able to step up and make some shots. I think finally found our legs a little bit, a little bit of rhythm there for us we got into, and I think we kind of got back to playing the style of basketball we'd like to.
Well, you had three players in the night in double figures. You had Audrey Peake and Brooklyn Jones, who tied for the leading score of the night at 18 apiece. Then you also have your sophomore, Sage Hadley, with 11 points on the night. I mean, really, getting great play from all grade levels here.
Yeah, you know, those three have scored really, really high levels for us all season long. You know, didn't expect any different tonight. You know, I think it got – Sage got all hers in the second half. Yep. And shoot, even, you know, Brooklyn and kind of need to get hers then as well, it looks like. You know, I thought they did a good job of finally sharing the basketball. I thought we got out and ran some lanes finally in our fast break and kicked the ball ahead instead of trying to dribble it up the court tonight. And we got our heads around. We didn't look tired there in the second half. We looked like we were playing with some enthusiasm and then also some toughness, which I like to see. And then we finally set out on defense and kind of forced them into some tough opportunities and grabbed the rebound, and we were looking to go.
Do have to correct myself. I do apologize. As everybody knows, my math skills are not great. 16 points for Brooklyn Jones. So Audrey Peake, of course, leading all scores. But, I mean, looking at that, Brooklyn, you know, it seemed like she had a little bit of trouble kind of getting out of the blocks. That defensive Olpe was really kind of shutting her down, but, you know, she was able to bounce back into it. What was the message you kind of gave at the quarter break and the half break?
I think just show up, you know, show up and play. You know, I didn't feel like I was getting their best, and they got my best this week. So that's how it works. So they get my best, I get their best, and they weren't bringing it. And that was the message at halftime.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, it's tough. It's hard. You know, it's before Christmas break, but we need to show up and we need to play.
Well,
and they weren't doing that tonight, I didn't feel like. And so I thought we got after that and got our feet set and did a good job of getting down the floor, and that's just kind of the way it worked.
Well, Coach, 6-0 on the season, 2-0 in league play, so congratulations on that. We're wishing you a very happy holidays and happy new year. We'll talk to you in 2023.
Hey, same to you guys, and appreciate you guys being here tonight. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you guys.
Thank you so much. That is Patrick Gardner, the second best dressed person in the arena here tonight.
Touche.
Always got to compete, man.
That's
I got to
right.
compete with you.
Absolutely.
Coach, again, congratulations. That is Patrick Gardner, head coach of the Lebo Lady Wolves, joining us here on the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. It's 29-23, Opie leading Lebo in the boys' half of the action. We'll get you your halftime stats. Get Michael Deeker back on the headset here in just a moment. You're listening to Area Game of the Week coverage here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School.